So the main topic I want to talk about is actually a shaila that comes up a lot since COVID. And that's the question of tziruf for zimun slash minyan. I'll tell you the version of it that came up 2 days ago. Somebody asked me in the shul in Passaic where I'm at, they have some people davening in the Ezra Snashim with the masks and some in the front without the masks. So the person wanted to know whether it was tefillah b'tzibur if he davened in the back. Now, if there's a minyan of people davening in the back, it wouldn't be a shaila, because then you have a minyan, you have tefillah b'tzibur. There's no question he would be allowed to answer to Kaddish and Kedusha from the back with respect to that. But the question is it tefillah b'tzibur? And along similar lines, we could ask if there were five people in the front and five people in the back, would they be able to be mitzvah for a minyan? If you hold it could be mitzvah for a minyan, then certainly it would be tefillah b'tzibur. Though conceivably, you could argue that it would be tefillah b'tzibur even if they couldn't be mitzvah for a minyan. So his particular question was about tefillah b'tzibur. They had a minyan in the front. He would prefer to daven in the back, but he didn't want to miss tefillah b'tzibur. So that was the shaila that he asked. So what does that have to do with our sugya? So if we turn to our Mishnah, the Mishnah, of course, is talking about zimun. The Mishnah writes, Shtei chaburos, nun amud aleph, shayu ochlos b'vayis echad, bezman shemiktsasam ro'in elu es elu, harayel mitztarfin lezimun, v'im lav, elu mizamnin la'atzman, v'elu mizamnin la'atzman. You have two chaburos in a single room. So if they're able to see each other, they're mitztarif lezimun. And if not, so then each group should make their own zimun. In our particular Mishnah, sounds like they were in one room, says Bevayis Echad, one house, probably one room. However, the Rishonim, including the Rashba here, Tosfos, all the Rishonim quote the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, Lav Dafka, one room. Lav Dafka, one house. Even if they were in two different houses, they could be Mitztarif. As long as Miktsasan Rowin Elu Es Elu. That's what the Yerushalmi says. The Rishonim address, why did the Mishnah say bias? If who had then two batim, Tosfos writes, "V'hadinaka b'masnis and b'ayis achad mishum chiddush to seifa, da'afilu b'ayis achad im lav ein mezamnin." To teach us, even in one house, if they can't see each other, they can't be mitzdarif. You would have thought that if they're in one room, even if they couldn't see each other, like there's a hefsek of sorts between them, they could still be mitzdarif since they're in the same room. Kamashmal, and they can't. Other Rishonim give different answers. Look at the Ritva, but. But I think all the Rishonim accept that we paskin like this Yerushalmi, and the Bavli doesn't necessarily have to argue with Yerushalmi. That's what the Rishonim and Arsagi assume. And therefore, who adin if they are in different rooms or different houses? Now, the question is this true for Zimun, or would it be true for other things as well? Specifically, a minyan. So the Rashba, Chelek Aleph of Chuvos Simen Sarivav, was asked the following shaila. He was asked, they used to have some type of bima in the middle of the room, sort of like the bima. You see these in older shuls. It was a raised platform with mechitzos, halachic mechitzos, meaning to say, in terms of other areas of halacha, would be a reshus la'atzmo. If the shul was a Rishus HaRabim, the bima would be a Rishus HaYachad. That's where the chazan would stand, in an area surrounded by walls. He wanted to know, are they mitzareif, tefillah b'tzibur, these types of shailas? What's the halacha? So the Rashba answers that it's okay, it's no problem. And he says two reasons. The first reason he says is that even though halachically perhaps it's considered two different Rishios in terms of other matters of halacha, but since it's the same, it's serving the same purpose, it's serving the same space, therefore it's considered one room for tefillah b'tzibur, and it's no problem. That's his first answer. I'll read you a little bit of his lashon. Teva zu shaliach tzibur omei letashmish beis haknesses osim osa gvoa kadei shetashmiya tzibur umechla beis haknesses umepnei zeh harei hu ki'ilu besocha tzibur. That's very straightforward. But then he says, oed ani omer she'efshar. Now that word efshar is going to be very important. She'efshar lomar she'kol she'ro en elu es elu ki'ilu hein bevayis echadami umitztarfin v'dumya dezimon shel birkas amazon ditznan shtei chabur shayin bevayis echad bezman she'mitzas ro en elu es elu harei elu mitztarfin lezimon. So he says that, look, our Mishnah says that as long as you have Ro'en Elu as Elu, that's going to be good. Here too, it's Ro'en Elu as Elu. Therefore, since it's Ro'en Elu as Elu, so it's fine. They could be mitzdarif. Now, why is that so relevant for us? Because what's he saying? He's saying that the rules that apply for Zimon apply for Tfila as well. We're not mechalek between the two of them. And then he says, but maybe you'll say that's only in a single room. And he quotes our Yerushalmi that Tosfos says. Good. Now, according to this Rashba, it would seem that when this is, as I said, this is relevant for Corona. One relevant shiloh would be, you know, some people in the Ezra Snashim, or they would start for a minion, assuming it's Ro'en Elu es Elu. Then they could be mitzdarif for a minion, right? Or in Eretz Yisrael, I think these were more common. They had these mirpesot minyanim. You had a bunch of people on each one on their own mirpeset, maybe the same apartment buildings, maybe different buildings, and they could be mitzdarif for a minion. There was no minion in any one of them. There are three people here, two people here, one people here. But based off of the second answer of the Rashba, they had a minion. So that's a very, very important chiddush. Now, there's a Ramban in Psachim Pehe Amud Beis that disagrees with it. It's the only Ramban in the Ketzet Solon. And he asks, why is Tefillah different than Zimon? In other words, the Gemara in Psachim is there talking about Tziruf with respect to the Karban Pesach. And it has very, very technical rules, and we have basically, it sounds like they have to be in the same room. And if they're in a different room, there's no tziruf. And the Gemara there says also, the same rules apply to tefillah as they do for Karban Pesach. It's a machlokas Rashi Tosfos what v'chein letefillah means. Maybe we'll get back to that. But the same rules apply for tefillah and Karban Pesach. So what does that mean? So the kasha is, if that's right, v'chein letfilah, so clearly then tefillah is different than Birkas HaMazon. By Birkas HaMazon, we say, miktsas and ro'en elu es elu, it's good enough. But by tefillah, we say it's not good enough. So why is tefillah different than Birkas HaMazon? Now, again, the Rashba said, it's not different. But the Ramban says, of course it's different. Because we know the rules for tefillah are much more restrictive. After all, look at the sugya in Psachim. And there's a sugya in Erevin also that talks about tefillah. And it has very restricted rules. There's a sugya in Erevin talks about how if you have a big room that opens up into a little room, and the little room is nifrit sabimilua to the big room, right? Like something like this. So here's the big room, here's the little room. So the people in the little room are like they're in the big room because there's no walls. The people in the big room are not like in the little room because of the walls, right? But the point is, it seems like from the Gemara in Psachim and Erevin that for purposes of Tziruf Laminyan, you need to be together in the same room. And yet, when it comes to Zimon, we don't say that. That's the kasha of the Ramban. So the Ramban gives three answers, none of which are like the Rashba. Answer number one, that legabe Zimon, we're talking about a case where they originally came together for purposes of a united meal. And that's why Miktsas on Rowin Elus Elu is enough to be Koveya for Zimun. In other words, you know, let's take the cafeteria, right? So I'm in one side of the cafeteria, and 50 feet away from me, there's somebody on the other side. Would there be Tzira for a Zimun? No, of course not. We have nothing to do with each other. But if we all get together in a cafeteria for, you know, a Sudas Hoda, for Yom Hatzma'ut, right? We're Koveya Biachad. Then, as long as Rowan Elu is Elu, then that's when it's enough. Well, why don't we say the same thing by Tfilas? He says that there's no such thing, interesting idea, as Kvios for Tfila. Tfila, what would create that Kvios? There's no equivalent to Nichnasu Mitchila Manas Lios Rowan Elu is Elu to be create that Kvios for Tfila. And therefore, there's no tzirith unless you're in the same room. It's not enough to be in, if you're in two different rooms, there can't be kvios for tvila, whereas you could create the kvios for zimun. Okay, that's answer number one. So again, taking for granted then that to create a minyan, even if you plan to join together, right? I see the people in the Ezra's Nashim. Let's assume the Ezra's Nashim is considered two rooms. Now, maybe it may not be, and we'll talk about those details later. But let's take for granted that it's a separate rishos. So then, even if we agree we're koveya mitchila together, then that would not create tziruf. You can't create the tziruf for tfila like for zimun. Answer two, in a Hanami, there's no difference between tfila and zimun. The Bavli disagrees with the Yerushalmi. In other words, the Bavli, as reflected by the Gemara Psachim and Erevin, assumes they have to be in the same room. And like our Mishnah says, same room. Yerushalmi disagrees. Yerushalmi Taka says, even if they're two different batim, if Miktsas and Rodan Elus Elu, that's enough. But who are we going to paskin like? We'll paskin like the Bavli against Yerushalmi. So therefore, there is no tziruf again for minyan in two different rooms. Finally, answer number three. That by tefila, where we are mazkir as Hashem, all 10 people have to be in the same place, just like the Gemara said on Mem Hamid Beis. Remember, the Gemara said, let's say you have two people inside and one person outside, they could join for a Zimun. They could hear each other and answer. But if you have 9 people inside and one person outside, let's say somebody left, we say, come back, right? Don't answer from outside, come back. Why? It's lav harchar, it's inappropriate for somebody to be mitztari for a minyan if he's outside. So what is our Mishnah talking about? Is our Mishnah talking about for a minyan? So that's unclear. But this third answer of the Ramban is also the view of the Rashbash, is that our Mishnah is only talking about a Zimun of three. Zimun in three, that's when you don't need to be in the same room. The Haraya, somebody could be outside and answer to the Zimun. But when it comes to 10, where you're being Masker Shem Shemayim, and certainly a Tefillah B'Tzibur, so then everybody needs to be together. Good. So according to all three answers of the Ramban, it's pashut that for tefillah, everybody needs to be in the same room. And according to Rashba, tefillah doesn't need to be in the same room as long as miktas and ro'ne l'aselu, at least Rashba answer two. Now the Rashba doesn't tell us how he would deal with the kasha of the Ramban. In other words, what about the Gemara in Psachim and the Gemara in Erevin that imply that for tefillah, you have to be in the same room, right? And according to the Rashba, you don't have to be in the same room. So the Rashba doesn't answer that question, but the Ravya does. The Ravya learns like the Rashba against the Ramban, it's Brachos Kuflan Medalid. And the Ravya says that the Gemara in Psachim and Erevin is talking about Ein Ron Elu Aselu, that's when they have to be in the same room. But if you see each other, you don't have to be in the same room. And the truth is, you have to say the same type of thing for the Shulchan Aruch, Pashup Shat, because the Shulchan Aruch, Pashup Shat, we'll mention an alternative in a moment, but Pashup Shat, Simen Nun Hei Sif Yudalid, writes, like the Rashba, he writes that if you could see each other, even though you're not in the same room, not even in the same building, it's Mitzarif. The Shulchan Aruch writes again over there, Simen Nun Hei Sif Yudalid, Mi She'omer Achayre Beis HaKnesses U'Beineim Chalon, Afilu gavoa kama komos, afilu eno rachav arba, umar elohem panim misham, Mitztarif imam lasara. Somebody's in a different room. He's behind the shul, but there's a little window. They can see his face. Then there's tziruf lasara. And the Rashba, sorry, the Gra on that cites the Rashba. Where would we learn this halacha? There's only one source, right? Which is the Zimun. But, and that's also what the Mishnah Berurah writes, this is based off of the Rashba and the Bir Halacha. But in Sif Yud Gimel of that same Siman, it says that Kol Asar Tzriachim Lios B'Makom Echad and Ha'omed B'Socha Pesach Min Hagaf V'Lochotz Kilochotz. And in Sif Tezayin, he brings the whole Gemara and Erevin that I just mentioned, that I wrote on the board about two rooms next to each other. And says, you know, it depends if the small room could be Nigrach or the big room can be Nigrach or the small room, right? All the things. So what's going on? So the Mishnah Berurah writes, obviously, Sif Yud Gimel, Sif Tezayin, all those are talking about a case where Ein Ro in Elu Eselu. But if Ro in Elu Eselu, then it's okay. So that is what the Rav Yos says to explain the Shita Sarashba. The Rav Yos doesn't quote the Rashba, but he holds to that Shita. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says to explain the Shulchan Aruch. So again, it seems like the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rashba. Now, could be that the Beis Yosef is Lashitaso. Why? So it goes like this. Is the Rashba's jump, is that a Pasha jump? To jump from Zimun to Tefillah. So I think it depends. Let's assume our Mishnah is talking about 10, right? Not like the Rashbash or one of the answers of the Ramban. The Pashup Shot is our Mishnah is even talking about 10 because there's no limitations. So assuming our Mishnah is talking about 10, does it make sense to jump from Zimun of 10 to Tefillah of 10? Well, that really is going to depend on a very basic question, which is what is the reason for Tefillah for Zimun Basara? So if you say that the Inyan of Zimun saying the Shem Shemayim when you have 10 people is because that's a Davar Shebikdusha, so then it makes sense that Davar Shebikdusha should have the same rules for Zimun and Tefillah. If you think it's some other reason, then it doesn't make sense to jump. So what do I mean to say it's the Beis Yosef Lashitaso? So if you remember when we did the Halacha of women Zimun. So we saw the Rambam said an interesting thing. The Rambam said women who want to make a Zimun, they can make a Zimun. But if there are 10 women, they don't say the shame. So the Kesef Mishnah asks, where did the Rambam get it from? Didn't say that anywhere in the Gemara. So the Kesef Mishnah answer is very simple. Because what's the idea of saying the shame when you have a Zimun of Asara? It's a Darusha B'Kedusha. Women don't create a Darusha B'Kedusha. So therefore, they can't say the shame. That's the explanation of the Rambam. So what do you see? How does the Beis Yosef understand the din of Zimun Basara? It's a din of Davar Shebikdusha. It's a din of Davar Shebikdusha. So then it makes sense that it should have the same rules for Tefillah and Zimun. So that's why the Beis Yosef thought it makes sense to Paskin like the Rashba. He doesn't quote the Ramban, so I can't say he picked the Rashba or the Ramban. He does note that the Mari Abu Hav disagrees. Maybe in general, you'd say, well, we pass him like the Rashba over the Mari Abu Hav. But even in the Rashba, it's only a second answer. He says, Efshar. But it's very mistaber to say like the Rashba once you learn like the Kesef Mishnah that Zimun Asara is a Davar Shebikdusha. The Rav apparently thought that other Rishonim don't agree to this Kesef Mishnah. Maybe you don't even have to learn the Rambam this way. This is quoted, if you want to take a look, in Eretz HaTzvi or Shechter Sefer, page Tzadi Ches. So maybe you could learn that the din of Zimun Basara is not because of Davar Shebikdusha. It's because, like the Gemara says, Lav Orch Ara, to be Masker Shem Shemayim in less than 10 people. Doesn't mean it's Davar Shebikdusha. The Rav apparently held that this would explain why some people have the minhag to stand and others don't when you have a Zimun of Basara and you say Elokeinu. Right? Ever wonder why do people stand? Right? So maybe think, oh, I should stand because Shem Shemayim. But you make bracho sitting down, right? You bench sitting down. You say Shem Shemayim. Nobody stands up every time they say the Shem Hashem, right? So why all of a sudden in the Zimun do they have this peda? So the answer is that It's because of the Davar Shebikdusha. Davar Shebikdusha always requires Amida. At least that's the way Ashkenazim assume. So therefore, if it's Davar Shebikdusha, then it requires Asara. So the minhag of standing is because they learn like the Kesef Mishnah. They learn like this Rashba. But you didn't have to learn like the Rashba. Now, I should point out that the Ramban, though he disagrees with the Rashba, as we saw, doesn't seem to make that distinction. In other words, if you hold like the Shtickel Torah, the way Rabbi Schechter puts it, which is why would you not say like the Rashba? It's because you think that Zimun Basar isn't Altsdar Shbikdusha. So then when the Ramban asked the Shaila, why is Zimun different than Tefillah, he should have answered because Tefillah is Davar Shebikdusha. It seems that even the Ramban agrees that Zimun is Davar Shebikdusha, and that's why he has to come on to other Chilukim. But one way or the other, we could say at the very least that the Beis Yosef is Lashitaso. He paskins like the Rashba, and he also paskins that the Havana, the Rambam, is that Zimun is Davar Shebikdusha when you have 10 people. Now, as I said, the Mechaber paskins like the Rashba, Pashtas. So does the Ravya, but other Rishonim disagree. The Ramban disagrees with the Rashba, the Mari Abuhav, the Rashbash. And the truth is that if you look at the Gra on this Siman in Shulchan Aruch, the Gra writes, it's actually in a couple Simanim Sifim later, but the Gra writes that all the Rayos of the Rashba are in Mukhrach. Now I assume what the Gra means is that the assumption, the raya that the Rashba brings from the Yerushalmi, that you're allowed to do this in two different rooms as long as you could see each other, is in Mukhrach, because it's not Mukhrach to assume that you could extrapolate from Zimun to Tefillah. I assume that's what the Gra means. So the Gra doesn't necessarily disagree with the Shulchan Aruch, but the Gra writes that his rayas are in Mukhrach. So how do we paskin? So take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Kata Nun Beis. He writes that he's talking here about the being mitzarif people in the Ezra's Nashim. Vafel pikein yoser tov im benakel hu lo leireid leveis haknesa sheyeireid deyesh me'achronim shecholkim alik aradin v'sovrim din yanenu eno dome klal lezimon. Right? So, yesh me'achronim, there's some achronim who disagree with the Rashba, and therefore, better not to be somech on the Rashba. So, you know, if you're in the Ezra's Nashim, if there's not a minion in the Ezra's Nashim, best thing to do would be to go down to the men's section. Exactly. Now, it's sort of interesting. One, you could have said that maybe Ezra's Nashim is more like the Bima case and would be good even according to the first answer of the Rashba, because they're both Mishamish the same thing. Maybe we'll get back to that point a little later. But at the very least, if you ask the Mishnah Berurah, do we follow the Rashba? The Mishnah Berurah seems to say, Mikra Din, we follow the Rashba. But because there are chokim on the Rashba, it is better to be machmir. And in Ashar Tzion, he adds that the Gra kasav de'ish l'dchos kol arayos, uv emes harashba gufa, lo kasav de'dome l'zimun rak b'derech efshar. After all, we mentioned that when we read the Rashba in Tshuva, he used the lashon of efshar. So even the Rashba wasn't 100% sure. The Gra thought his rayos aren't good rayos. The Gra doesn't disagree necessarily. But and there are chronim that do disagree with the Rashba. So the Mishnah Berurah says, yeah, better to be machmir. Why should you, you know, since it's a debatable topic, you shouldn't be somech on the Rashba. But Mikra Din, we do follow the Rashba. And therefore, since Mikra Din, we follow the Rashba, you know, I guess if it's a difficult situation, you know, let's say in some of these Corona Shilas, where there isn't an alternative solution or a good solution. So then I think the Rishba would certainly say you would pass him like the Rashba.
This happens by Kol Moed Tefillin Moed.
Right, if there's not a minion, you're correct, similar. So now, so I saw Rabbi Schechter has a Corona Tshuva on this topic. And Rabbi Schechter said, you shouldn't do it. Because the Mishnah Berurah is a very big Chiddush. And even the Mishnah Berurah, you know, recommends against it. So I was very perplexed when I saw this tshuva Rav Schechter, because he's like blaming it on the Mishnah Berurah. It's a Shulchan Aruch, right? It's the Rashba. It's a Stab Shulchan Aruch, right? Nobody argues with the Shulchan Aruch until the Gra maybe. Rabbi Kivager accepts it. The Taz, the Magen Avraham, nobody disagrees. Okay? the Gra dings us on the Raya, and the Mishnah Berurah said, quotes Achrayim or Achaylik. But he's like, I didn't understand the tshuva, right? He's saying you shouldn't be so mech on the Mishnah Berurah. It's a shver Mishnah Berurah. It's a shver Shulchan Aruch. So then I saw the Aruch HaShulchan. Maybe Rabbi Shechter thought, he doesn't explain, that the Shulchan Aruch isn't machrach. You don't have to learn the Shulchan Aruch like the Rashba. Why? The Aruch HaShulchan has a different reading of the Shulchan Aruch. That the Shulchan Aruch isn't paskening like the Rashba. The Aruch HaShulchan writes. So if the Shulchan Aruch doesn't hold the Rashba's second answer, so why does he permit the, you know, standing, being with starved the people that are Achore Beis HaKnesses, three floors up, and there's just a little window? So he writes, Miu zavada ha'omdim be'ezros nashim, lo yitztarfu im ha'omdim be'ez HaKnesses, af shiyesh chalonos me'ezros nashim be'ez HaKnesses, ve'roim e'elu p'neim shal'elu, kevan she'mechitzos gemuros hein, havyan shtei reshuyos. There's mechitzos gemuros between the two, right? Not every Ezra's Nashim has Mechitzas Gemuros, but assuming there are Mechitzas Gemuros, so then it's Shtei Rishiyos. Aye, but what about the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Yedaled? No, Dehasam Eino Omeid Bivayas Bifnei Atzmo Ela Bechatzer Uberechov Belachain Chashvinan Leiki Ilu Omeid Bivayas HaKnesses Avalo Omeid Bivayas Bifnei Atzmo. I can't say I really understood this, Farah, that somehow or another, because you're in a street, it's like no chashivos, and therefore you're more likely to be nigrar achar the shul. But if you're in a separate room, like the Ezra's Nashim, then that's more of an independently chashiv place, and it's not nigrar. I'm not exactly sure I understand this, Farah. But the Aruch HaShulchan claims that even the Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass him like the Rashba. He says maybe that's why you'll notice the Beis Yosef only quotes the Rashba at the end by Sif Yates. Now, I guess it has a little bit of a mila, because remember, in all in Sif Yudalad and Sif Dezai, and again, the Mishnah Berurah kept on saying, Hach Mayaskinan, Kishainro and Elo Aselo, right? You don't have to make all those Ukimtas if you learn like the Aruch HaShulchan. So maybe Rabbi Shechter thought that the Shulchan Aruch wasn't Mochrach, because maybe you could learn like the Aruch HaShulchan. You know, again, it's not the way the Gra learned the Shulchan Aruch, but maybe you could learn the Shulchan Aruch that way. So he pinned it on the Mishnah Berurah, and he said it's a Shvacha Mishnah Berurah. Now, really, what was behind Rabbi Shechter's objection is not really, you know, it's like Parshas HaShavuot, saying he's arguing with the Mishnah Berurah, so as not to say he's arguing with the Shulchan Aruch, right? Like in Parshas Shmini, it says that, you know, Moshe got angry at Bnei Aaron. You know, why didn't he get angry at Aaron? Aaron was Aaron's fault.
So Mr. Rashi tests that kind of question. I got Aaron. I did Aaron and he's angry at both.
So why didn't you get angry at Aaron, right? The answer is he was angry at Aaron, but that wouldn't have been a nice way to talk. So he yelled at the Bnei Aaron. So same thing here. Rosh Hashanah is not yelling at the Shulchan Aruch. It's not nice. So he yells at the Mishnah Berurah. He thinks the Mishnah Berurah is a Shvacha Mishnah Berurah. It's nicer than saying it's a Shvacha Shulchan Aruch and a Shvacha Rashba and a Shvacha Magen Avraham and a Shvacha Magen Geiger, Shvacha Taz. At the end of the day, though, really, Rabbi Shechter opposes this because he really thinks against the Kesef Mishnah that Tefillah, that Zimun is not Altsdavar Shebekedusha. It's not Altsdavar Shebekedusha. Then it's fair to make the extrapolation. Again, Shechter doesn't quote it, but it is true that the simple reading of the Gemara in Erevin and in Psachim is against that Rashba. Though, again, it's hard to know exactly. It's just a small footnote in Eretz HaTzvi and a couple of lines in the Korona Tshuva, but I think that's really what's behind it. Now, Shechter also quotes that the Bir Halacha in Kuf Tzadi Hei, that's our Simin, is against this Rashba, against this Mishnah Berurah. In other words, Rav Shechter says, it's a steer in Mishnah Berurah. And he says, this Chafetz Chaim's son was made, that they're steers. So, Lididi, I wouldn't have thought it's a steer. Because what he says in Kuf Tzadiyah is that, the Rayos against the Rashba are strong, right? It makes a little more sense to not say like the Rashba. I don't think that's a steer, because in Simon Nunhei, he paskins like the Rashba Nikara did, because the Mishnah Berurah didn't want to argue with the Rashba and the Magen Avraham and the Taz and everything else, right? He acknowledged it's Taka, not, it's It's a chiddush, right? It's not pashat. That's why he recommends not being somech on it. Better to go down from the Ezra's Nashim to the main section. But even though Mikra Din, but nevertheless, he wasn't going to be chaylik and din. And that's the same reservations that he's expressing in Kuf Tzadi Hei, when he says the rayas against the Rashba are very, very strong, or the kashas and the Rashba are strong. But Rav Shechter understood, no, it's a steer in Mishneh Berurah. And again, he thought it makes more sense to paskin like the Mishneh Berurah in Kuf Tzadi Hei, because he thinks it makes more sense. Fine. So, many people weren't knowing like Rabbi Shechter. They were knowing like the Mishneh Berurah and the Pashtus of the Shulchan Aruch. And in Eretz Yisrael, I think, I don't know how many people did in Chutz Laretz, but in Eretz Yisrael, they did make these Korona Minyanim, whereby people would, join in various Mir Pesot and join together for a Minyan. I saw Rav Asher Weiss defends this practice in his Korona Tshuva. I don't know if he was coming lachlok on Rabbi Shechter or not, but he said he also, very exaggerated terms of Ve'achar, that the Shulchan Aruch and the Magen Avraham and the Taz all agree. It's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe and Aaron and me of a lachlok aleihem. Who could possibly imagine disagreeing with them? And
that's why Rabbi Shechter argued on the Bucket
Simon set. So fine. This comes up also. So Aaron mentioned Chol HaMoed Minyanim, where the tefillin wearers sometimes go to the Ezra Snashim. Stam, it's no gay for women. If are women getting tefillin with Tzibor? Another time this comes up, actually quite commonly, especially in the Heights, is at Shiva houses, where the rooms aren't so big, so people sort of congregate, half in the living room and half in the dining room or something like that. And halachically, they're two separate reshuyos. There's a tzuras ha-pesach b'neihem. So according to Rabbi Shechter, he writes, really, it's inappropriate to, everybody should crowd into one room, non-corona, and it's inappropriate that they, that people are miktsasam in one and miktsasam in the other. Because he thinks that the first svar of the Rashba wouldn't apply in a case where they serve two different tashmishim. In other words, when it's not a shiva house, the living room and the dining room are two different functioning areas. And therefore you only have the second svar of the Rashba to rely on. Now, another issue that the Mishneh Berurah said, as we said, is, even the Rashba only said it b'toras efshar. Now, the Rav Yah said it b'toras vaday. The Rashba only said it b'toras efshar. So why did the Shulchan Aruch say it b'toras vaday? So Rav Asher Weiss says that if you read the language, it doesn't have to mean that he's saying, when I say efshar lomar, it doesn't mean I'm unsure. He says that maybe we could read the language a little differently. Ratzel lomar, omer ani she'efshar lomar kach. But it's a hora b'toras psak. It's not a hora b'toras safek. So one way or the other, again, I think lemaisa, under normal circumstances, we would certainly follow the psak of the Mishneh Berurah, that if you could be machmir, you should. The question only is, if you can't be machmir, if it would be difficult to be machmir, so then we have a debate among the poskim. I think the mainstream view is like the Mishneh Berurah, not like Rabbi Shechter, but this is a machlokas. Yeah.
And it doesn't matter if you're broken one or what, you just hold it and start it.
If you hold like the Rashba, then yeah, it doesn't matter. As long as Miktsasim Rowin Elu Es Elu. The Mishneh Berurah, when he says it, writes that if it works for Tzira for Asara, Kol Shekein, it works for Tefillah B'Tzibor. So, in other words, he implies that there's a tzad that it would be Tefillah B'Tzibor even if it doesn't work for Tzira for a minyan. I don't know if anyone actually says that, but it's a logical possibility. Fine. Now, on the side, yeah.
There's another question. So, one of the things that they brought up was if, let's say, had a bigger shush between them, let's say, the chitzos and the rope. So,
yeah.
even then, we'd be saying the Mishnah Berurah holds the long as one is able to.
Well, so that's an interesting shaila. Would that make a difference? Pashup Shad is it doesn't make a difference because Mitzasin Ro and Elos Elu, but then you have to start thinking about that. So that's a further question. Assuming you follow like the Rashba, you know, would it be possible that that would make a difference? Alatzad that you do pass like the Rashba, the Shulchan Aruch Rav writes. This is in Simon Kuf Tzadi Hei Sif Gimel, also the Buchacher Kuf Tzadi Hei Dimasla Yadei, that you don't need to actually see each other befoal. It's enough that they're standing in a place that they could see each other. Or, for example, they can be mitzaref at night. Let's say they can't see each other because it's nighttime. It's dark outside. So you could be mitzaref. You don't have to befoal see each other. You just have to be able to see each other, right? Nobody would say that, like, if you close your eyes for davening, all of a sudden, you know, you've lost your minion, right? Though the Or Sameach, Brachos, Hayyud Beis maybe disagrees. He actually says you have to, at least at the beginning of tefillah, you don't have to keep your eyes open, but at the beginning of tefillah, you'd have to see each other. Now, the question that I was asked about the shul that I go to is an interesting question, because what type of mechitza do they have? You know, in a glock, so for sure you have mitzasim ro'nei lo'aseilu, right? Even on Shabbos, when they put up the curtain, you could definitely see the women, if you look. The
they put a thing.
Oh, well, now, the new one, you mean?
Yeah.
You know, but okay, I meant traditionally, before that, right? So nafkamina for davening, right? For if you have to go downstairs. But the shul that I daven at, so they have a mechitza in the back, and it's a permanent mechitza. Some poskim say if it's just a temporary mechitza, maybe there's more room to be makel. It's more like one room, but this is a permanent built-in mechitza. And it has one way, it's not one way glass, but it's basically one way cloth. So you could very easily see from the women's section into the men's section, but you can't really see from the men's section into the women's section. So here I had an interesting shaila, right? Would that be mitzas and roen elos elo? So I saw Rav Eliashiv on our Gemara, and Haros Rav Eliashiv on our Gemara says, that it's okay, I think, because I assume it's coming from the Lashon. It says Miktas and Roan Elos Elo. Some of them see each other, right? It doesn't say Miktas and Roan Elos Elo the Elos Elo, right? So maybe according to Rav Yashiv, it would be good. The Sagi, he writes, Af Kishe Elo Roan Hashniim, Hashniim Einem Roem Harishonim. And this, I saw, there's an interesting Corona book that has all the Corona Shilas in it. It's called Haviani Hamelach Chadarav, I think. Haviani Chadarav. It's written, I think, by Ray Feldman. So he quotes this, that the Rashash Makos Vavam Mabes agrees to this, agrees to Reli Yashav. Also, the Eshel Avram Simen Kuf Tzadihei, which I couldn't find. And some are Medaiket from the Ritva and Hilchos Brachos on Ar Din, Zayin Tesvav. But he writes that the Kesef Mishnah and the Aruch Lener disagree. So this is a machlokas. But I'm still not sure in the case of the Ezra's Nashim and Maishol, even though it's one-way glass, if you look from the men's section to the women's section, you know, you could make somebody out. You could see that people are there. You could see it's empty or if it's full. So it could be any way that L'kulei Alma would be Miktsasan Rowan Elu Aselim. Now, L'chora, even if you disagree with the second reason of the Rashba, you would agree to the first reason of the Rashba, that, let's say, in the case of the Bima, it wouldn't be Chotzeitz. The Shilich Tzibor that's standing on the Bima, even if it's surrounded by Mechitzos, it'd be Motzi Rab Midei Chovasan, again, for the reason that he says, Mishom Detashmish Beis HaKnesesi, U'Mechlal Beis HaKnesesi. So the question is, what are the Gedarim of that? The smak, which is quoted by the Beis Yosef, Simen Nun Hei Sif Chaf, says only a mechitza that's magia letikra is considered a hefsek. So if that's true, so then if the mechitza, like most mechitzos, doesn't go to the ceiling, then it could also be that it would be fine, even according to the first reading of the Rashba. Right, especially which one room with a mechitza in between, like most shuls. The Mishnah Berurah Sifkata Mamtes writes that you could be mitzdarif if there are two sides of a mechitza that's nifrasa letznius, but I think he means not a, certainly wouldn't be a permanent mechitza between the men's section and the woman's section. But as I said, I think you could make the case that, you know, especially if you learn like the that even if, let's say, a shul, where especially where Rowan Elu Eselu, you might even have the first reason of the Mrashba as well. Though again, it doesn't seem like that's the way the Mishnah Berurah is assuming. I saw also Shlomo Zalman writes, Ha'omed v'cheder ha'samach l'deis ha'knesses k'gon v'ezras nashim, e'enem et starif imayim l'hichashev k'mispal l'matzibor, ad'shiyamud samach l'chalon sh'nitan l'r'oso sham mi'beis ha'knesses. V'chol zeh n'chilok min ezras nashim ha'benuya b'gova b'beis ha'knesses la'azara shi b'gova shavet. It doesn't matter if it's the same height or a different height. Shebishneim nechsheves ha'tfila ki agavna tfila b'tzibor, Achlo b'mayla shlema. So I'm not sure what he means. I think what he means is if you can't see each other, it is. I don't know what he means actually. Tefila b'tzibor, but not mayla shlema. Maybe he means I don't know where you get these madregos, right? But maybe even if you don't hold to the Rash, but still tefillah b'tzibor, I'm not exactly sure what he means. Okay, so those are some of the inyanim that come out from our sugya, or might come out from our sugya, in terms of the question of Rowan Elu Eselu and how it applies. Now we'll go back to the
question.
All things that I skipped. Yes, Moshe.
Since you were talking about some say it says Elu Eselu, but not Elu Eselu, but Elu Eselu. So it might be just one way of saying. But isn't the case in the Gemara of the small room and the large room? Just doesn't that contradict that? Because people in the small room can see in the large room, but not vice versa.
No. In other words, if you learn like the Rashba, you have to say that neither people can see each other. They're around the bend or something like that. That's what the Ravya writes. The Ravya writes, if you're going to learn like the Rashba's Mahalech, then neither could, I mean, you could say that neither could see each other.
Uh-huh.
If they turned around, if they went around, they could. But if you have two people, you know, if the room is shaped like an L and people are in the corner of each side, they wouldn't necessarily be able to see each other. Neither would see each other. Okay.
And also, does this question relate to the halakos of Shinui Makom?
Do you need Rowan Elu Eselu? So it's a good question. We tend to paskin that, as we talked about earlier in the year, Mikra Adin, when we're in the same building, we sort of have in mind to go from place to place. And we assume that in the same building, it's not a Shinui Makom. And if you left the building, I think even if you could see each other, it would be a Shinui Makom. Now, even though what I said is not what the Shulchan Aruch says, the Stam Das of people, the Shulchan Aruch, we accept the view of Tosos. Tosos writes that from room to room in the same house, if you have in mind to go from room to room, it's not a Shinui Makom. And the Stam Das of people is that they do have in mind to go. That's why if you go to the bathroom in the middle of your meal, you don't have to make a new bracha. Let's say you didn't wash, right? So I think I don't think it would really be relevant in a practical sense, at least. Okay, I'm going to go back to some of the things I skipped now. I just wanted to let you know for next time. So that's Thursday. I guess we could have shiur regular time, I think. And I want to focus on the sugya of Bizui Ochlin and Hefsid Ochlin. That's what I think we're going to have a very important sugya. We talked about it a little bit when we did Pekach Ovel, if you remember. But I want to go back to the relevance to our sugya. So we're going to work on that. So some of the things that we skipped. So, Stam, there's a very interesting Gemara Agadita over here of Mibirchosav Shal Adam Nikur im Talmud Chacham Hu im Lav. And there are various inferences that we make from how a person davens. So I saw a very interesting piece in Rav Kook. Rav Kook is medayek that they weren't misaking a particular nusach. In other words, let's say nivarech shachalnu mishalo instead of lemi shachalnu mishalo. And that's why we have this idea of maybe a host of nicker im hu talmud chacham erhu or not, because since there wasn't a fixed language, so people are sort of choosing their own words, and we could be medayek from as the Gemara does. And that's because the Torah also wanted there to be this spontaneity in our tefillah. Al kein Torah mimaleit gam kein hamakom lehanhalat hakochot hergashiyot. Right, these emotional feelings should come out in your tefillah, which mimela means people are going to say things that will demonstrate that they're not a talmud chacham because it's bam min aleiv. So I think that that interesting point. And again, it's kedai to look at that piece. He has some broader ideas. Ayin sham. It's the Gemara in Daf Nun Amud Aleph says al yotzi atzmo min hatzibor. So the question is, then why does the Mishnah use the phrase that's not as good? Meaning to say that when you have four people, you could say Baruch Hu, not Nevarech. Right? And that's what the Mishnah says. When there's four, you say Baruch Hu. But Shmuel comes along and says, yeah, but Al Yotzi Atzmo Min HaTzibur. So why did the Mishnah tell me the other way? Right? So presumably, and the Rishonim say this in different ways, that Shmuel is not saying that it's preferable mitzad helchos brachos. Mitzad helchos brachos, nevarech and baruch hu, assuming you have four people, are both the same. It's preferable mitzad midos, mitzad, al derech besoch ami anochi yoshaves, that a person shouldn't draw attention to themselves and separate themselves. So whereas in terms of Ochos Brachos, they're the same, but Shmuel's giving advice. Al yotzi atzma min hatzibur. That's why you shouldn't say Baruch Hu, you should say Nevarech. And it sounds that way from Rashi. Rashi's lashon is Tov lo lios mechlal ha-mevarchem. Right, that's better. Rashi, that's, first of all, that's why Rashi was goreis, mochek, the word adif. And Tosos explains that even if you are goreis adif, it's still what it means. So in the Havamina, we thought that it was a tzivoy, right? You have to say Baruch Hu, In the Havamina, we thought that Baruch Hu is preferable because it's a tzivoy, as opposed to Nivarech, which is just Nitilas Rishos. Kamash Malan Shmuel, that no, they're equal. And Memela, it's better not to be Motzi Asma and Atzibor. Now, could be that these two approaches could be seen in the two psukim that you have at the beginning of the parak for Zimun. If you have Kishem Hashem Ekra Havugodel Elokeinu, so that's a lashon of Baruch Hu, right? When I call out to Hashem, you should be Havugodel Elokeinu. But if you have Gadol Hashem Iti Unirami Mashma Yachtav, that's much more Yotzi Atzmo Netzibor, right? Join me and let us bless God, praise God together. And you might even say that there's a little bit of a nafkamina, because by tefillah, we know that a person should be misarev when he's asked to be the shaliach tzibor. Why? Because you say baruch hu. When you say baruch hu, you're, like the Gemara says, you're a little bit motzi atzma min haklal, right? Ma she'en kein, if the Baal HaBayis asks you to lead the Zimun, since you're saying nevarech, you don't have to be misarev. Why? Because even when you're leading the Zimun, you're not being motzi atzma min haktzibor. But Tosfos says, no, he quotes Yerushalmi, and he says, even B'tzibor, you're not considered, even when you say Baruch Hu, you're not being Motzi Asman Atzibor, because when you say HaMivorach, you're putting yourself back in. And the Ritva also says that that's the way you could read the Psukim as well. When it says Kishem Hashem Ekra Hu Vod Elokeinu, when you say Elokeinu, it's Hadar Leklala, right? It's sort of, it's similar to what the Chacham says at the Seder, right? So when the Rasha is Motzi Asma Min Hatzibur, we say Skafer Be'ikar, right? Because he says Ma'avod Azos Lachem. So everybody says, but so does the Chacham. The Chacham says Ma'edus Lachem B'Shem Asher Tzivah Hashem Elokeinu Eschem. So the answer is, this is what the Ritva says, no, because he's Hadar, he's Kolal himself when he says Asher Tzivah Elokeinu Eschem. He's a Hadri Lechlale. And that's why Kishem Hashem Ekra Vugod El Elokeinu, when you say Elokeinu, it's a Hadre Lechlale. Okay, another small ha'ara from the Gemara earlier. So the Gemara says, in Avar Tzufim, so then you don't have to go back. So Rashi says on Psachim Mem Tasimid Aleph, Tosus quotes it over here, Makom Hayasamach Yerushalayim Shekaru Tzufim. So Tosfos and other Rishonim ask, if so then it should say Kemidaso L'chol Ruach, right? If it's specific to, if it's a specific place, like we say by Pesach Sheni, right? Ezu Derech Rechoka Min Amodiim V'Lachot, so Kemidaso L'chol Ruach. So maybe the answer is it's not Shaykh Kemidaso L'chol Ruach, because it's not Shavel L'chol Ruach, because it's depending on the mountains. In other words, how far away, when can you not see Yerushalayim, right? So Tzufim is going to be one place, right? Depending on the topography. So it's not Shaykh to say Kemidaso L'chol Ruach over here, because it's depending on whether you're able to see Yerushalayim. And the idea is basically that this din isn't Talui in Michok Makom. It's more like out of sight, out of mind. It's Talui in Ri'ya. Right? Once you're no longer able to see Yerushalayim, you lose that shaychus to it, and you don't have to come back to it. Okay, there's more to say about that. We were going to talk about the Shita of the Rav Yah, but I guess we don't have time. We have to stop for Mincha. Okay, so we'll stop here, and Be'ezras Hashem, Thursday, we're going to pick up with the next Gemara, including a discussion of the Bizui Ochlin. Okay.
Quick question.
Yes, if
Nevorech is better than Baruch Hu because you're including yourself explicitly, so even if for Tefillah also, I mean, although HaMavorech sort of gets around it, why can't they just say Nevorech as Hashem HaMavorech? Why was it originally Mesaken, Mesukon, and to say Baruch Hu?
It's a good question. So I think what the Yerushalmi is saying is a Hadri L'chalei, and therefore it's just as good. Now, you could argue there's a Maila of Baruch Hu, because and we want to have both aspects. We want to have the Tzivoy, not just Netilas Rishus, but we also want to have Kol B'Tzivor when you say Mevorach. So we get to have both. Mm-hmm.
Related to Tzufim,
yeah.
Is that anything to do with the discussion from our Megillah about how close they are and how close one is to be included in the wall aspect? And it says, even if white it's in middle and the place, because if you're in Amex,
right.
it's
hear.
I don't know if we compare Korban Pesach to.
Right.
To
I hear. Okay. Shkayach. Okay.